Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 71, Leveraging Your Social Media Presence. What was once believed that social media was only a trend the kids were using is now considered a valuable business tool. People are making more of their buying decisions based on what they learn and see through digital media. Just think about some of the purchases that you have made. Thinking about some of the enticing restaurants, for example, or t-shirts or different lines of clothing that you might have found on Instagram or comments on Facebook that have influenced the way you buy things. Social media is not going away. So instead of resisting it, why not learn more about leveraging it for your business, your organization, or your brand? We are human and we need to be social. So in today's podcast, I want to talk about some of the fears that people get caught up with when it comes to social media. There's many, but I'm going to touch on three big ones today. I understand why people get fearful, yet I also understand that there's a way to leverage social media for your business to position yourself in the marketplace effectively. So let's talk about some of the fears people have. And you can fill in the blank. So I'm not blank enough. Social media is changing on a daily basis, and sometimes people get overwhelmed with trying to keep up with all the changes. For the most part, the practice of using social media stays the same. It is too easy to say, I don't know enough. To use social media and use that as an excuse not to engage. If you feel you don't know enough about how social media works, consider doing some of your own research. Take a look at what other people are posting and how you may be able to leverage this opportunity. You may decide to go to a networking event where you know that there's going to be some social media marketers. They can share information to alleviate some of your fears. Take time to experiment. Start small. You have all the resources you need. All you have to do is tap into them and get social. The second fear is, I am going to fail. First of all, whatever follows I am is very powerful. So really pay attention to when you say these phrases. Fear of failure is one of the biggest things holding people back from achieving success. You may be afraid to share your ideas for the fear of being criticized or ridiculed if something goes wrong. Failure and mistakes are nothing more than learning experiences, giving you feedback, and letting you know what has worked and what didn't work. That's it. Learn the lesson and move on. You need to have the confidence in your ideas and what you stand for. When you don't believe in your ideas and own them, how do you expect others to believe in you? Create a strategy for yourself. Many businesses are reluctant to get into the social media game as they're not sure what to post and what times of day to post. Why not just test it to see if something works for a short period of time, and if it doesn't work, just change it. You can always check out what times are best by Googling it or checking out iconographics on Pinterest, as an example. When creating a strategy, you want to be very clear about your intention. What is your why? What is the outcome that you're hoping to achieve? What is the message that you want to share? Who is that audience that you're tailoring your message to? And what do they do? What are the platforms that they're spending time on? You need to be positioned where they are. Social media is a great way to build brand loyalty, and it is a cost-effective marketing tool to promote your business. You could be sharing some personal posts here and there, so your persona shines through, but you don't have to post pictures of your dog regularly unless the dog is part of your brand or is the mascot or ambassador of your company. Think about what you post and post with intention. Random pictures can be saved for the personal profile. Give Facebook Live or Instagram stories a try by giving life to your brand and sharing a glimpse into your day and what you do. Video by far is one of the most captivating and engaging marketing tools you could be using. Number three, I am going to be blank. Criticized, judged, ridiculed, you fill in the blank. If I post the wrong thing or say something silly, worse yet, I may look foolish on video. People are always entitled to their opinions, whether we like them or not. They see the world through their own eyes. What they believe to be true is none of your business. It is their opinion. You are not going to please everyone. And those people who are critical or judgmental often lack information. They may make assumptions because they may not be willing to do it themselves or to see if the strategy actually works. Their thoughts, actions come out of their own fears and beliefs. And if you're holding yourself back based on what others believe, you may not take the leap necessary to achieve your goals. What others believe is more about them than it is about you. If you get one negative response from someone, don't let it steal your joy from all the great things people say about you and your business. What if you shifted your thinking to, I'm going to be positioned as an expert in my field. I am going to share valuable content that will boost my credibility. See the difference? When you are using social media with intention to captivate and add value to your customers, how can you go wrong? Each blog post or social media post that you leave leaves a digital footprint. Think about the message or the legacy that you want to have. Keep your posts positive and intentional. By leveraging social media, you are opening up the opportunity to expand your exposure activities at a low cost, reaching more people in a different way. Quit leaving money on the table. People need to know about what you're doing. Thank you so much for joining in this podcast. This is just a short message today about how you could be leveraging social media. Listen to the self-talk that you have. What are the fears that you are having? You know, when you position yourself and you use social media effectively, you can do so much more for your brand. So we would love for you to go on over to my website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you can subscribe to the Success Secrets newsletter, get your free MP3 download of the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. I would love to hear about how this podcast has impacted your life. Go out and check out other episodes. Go to deborah@deborahkozowski.com to email me and share how this podcast has influenced you. The other thing is, we'd love for you to give us a review, 5-star high fives, and share this with your friends. If we can convince people how to use social media effectively, and people are using it with intention, using a strategy, we could be changing the way the marketplace is thinking about how social media is used. The other thing is, I want you to really think about, what are the things that influence the way you do social media? I have a brand new book coming out. I can't wait. It's coming out later this year. And just want to keep you abreast of it. It's called Let's Be Curious. It's about how to ask the right questions, get better answers, and make the right decision. Often we get stuck because maybe we asked a question of face value. Maybe we were afraid to ask that probing question to get more information. And maybe when it came to making the decision, we just didn't know where to go. This book is going to help you do all those things. Get better at asking the right questions. Get better at getting the answers that you're looking for. And also be more decisive. So you can check out my book at www.letsbecurious.ca. Until the next podcast, we look forward to hearing from you. And remember, be the change you wish to see in the world, as Mahatma Gandhi said, and make today great. Take care, everyone.